Super Bowl Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
The night before, Saturday night, Super Bowl Sunday, was the wedding anniversary of this guy that I know. And I never really asked. I just thought it was always weird that it was always a Saturday before Super Bowl that they celebrated their wedding anniversary. And I was like, that's a weird weekend to have a wedding. And he finally told me, tell me what you think about this. He said, actually, he had a surprise wedding for his wife as a gift. Okay, here's what he did. It was before the Super Bowl. She was into sports, too. He said to her, when they were dating for like a year, year and a half, he said, the night before the Super Bowl, I have this sports tradition with all of my friends. We get really dressed up. I mean, like head to toe, like we're going to prom, and we have this big blowout party.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be really fun. Let's do it. She's like, I'm down. Gets all dressed up. He's wearing a tux, head to toe. They show up at this place and he gets up and she's like looking around. It kind of looks a little like a wedding, and she sees her family there and the whole thing's like, wait, what's going on? And he basically gave her a surprise wedding.
Mm.
There's not a lot of women that'd be down with that.
No, that's scary to do, because I can see on an engagement,
mm-hmm.
something like that, you know, where you ask her to marry you and the family is all there and all that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But you can't just say we're getting married, because the woman has to plan and put a dress together. It's a whole thing. That's not good at all.
I mean, unless you're with a woman that you know is not into all that, like never thought of her wedding day and what she would wear and who's going to be her bridesmaid.
That,
you know,
they think about that when you're five.
Right. A lot of girls do.
Yeah. So, no, that's, even though she says, I don't want a big wedding and we can go elope, mm-hmm. it's still not going to end well.
I don't know. But then on the other hand, as somebody who had the big wedding, I mean, I had this book, this like 3-ring binder. And every time I was given like any kind of paper or document, it went in. I was like Leslie Knope. I was like Parks and Recreation, where I was like completely organized. I had like one section that was just my dresses, one section that was the dresses my bridesmaids were going to wear, one section that was menus. Like as you went through, there were tabs for everything, you know, and I had pictures. God. I made collages.
How much was your wedding?
$30,000.
I thought, I think it'd be double.
Listen,
that.
It would have been more. Here's why it wasn't. Because the place where we had it, my husband, Sean Lee, his father was a member of the club.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to get the place because he was a member. He got the place for like dirt cheap. The photographer was his best friend. That was the wedding gift to us. And my mother was a wedding planner, a party planner at the time.
Oh.
So the woman who does the flowers and the caterer did that for her as a favor, because she'd hired them and given them so much work, mm-hmm. for so many years. So my wedding should have been, if you think about it, that should have been like easily $100,000 wedding,
right.
Easily. So $30,000.
Still a hell of a lot of money.
It was even too much.
It's still a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot of money. And our family split it. So my parents paid $15,000. His parents paid $15,000. There were some things that we just, you know, couldn't get for free.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up having to pay for it. And, you know, the staff and all that and stuff. So, but, you know, there's a side of me, and there's a lot of women that, like, that's a lot of work. And if you're somebody who's busy and working and you're like, you know what, I don't want to waste all that money on a wedding. In a way, like your husband surprising you, your boyfriend surprising you with a surprise wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It really takes the pressure off. I mean, it sets the tone for the rest of the marriage.
Yeah, I think it sets the wrong tone that he's going to take the lead in everything and take care of everything, and it's not good.
No, it sets the tone that he's romantic and he's thinking of you and he wants to make a night so special that even you didn't know it was coming, because he wants to see the look on your face and how surprised you are and how happy you are. I mean, to me, it sets a good tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my ex-husband, he was like, just tell me when to show up and what to wear. Like, he could care less about any of it. This guy planning his own surprise wedding, I think that sets a really good tone for their relationship.